Welcome back to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer.
We have a special guest.
We sure do. We have Miss Erica Hollis, the project manager of Clean Air and Water Program at Upstate Forever. And we are talking today about a program called Adopt a Stream. So welcome, Erica.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. And let's splash right into it. What is Adopt a Stream?
Adopt a Stream is a citizen science-based program where volunteers go out and learn about water quality in the area by getting into streams, collecting water samples, and learning about water resources in their communities.
Getting into the streams sounds fun to me.
Oh, especially this time of year?
Yeah.
I can't wait. Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so how did you get involved in Adopt a Stream? What's your role?
I am serving as a program associate trying to help spread the Adopt a Stream program here in upstate South Carolina. Up until now, there has been no citizen science volunteer program in the region. We've been using the Georgia Adopt-a-Stream model for several years. They have a very good program, and that's where several of the volunteers in this region, we have all been trained through that program.
That's where I got trained. I'm a Georgia Adopt-a-Stream trainer.
Welcome. Good to have you.
Can't wait to hopefully someday soon be a South Carolina trainer.
Yes, that's in the works. But we've been trying to expand that program across the 10-county region, working with a bunch of different organizations throughout the area.
So who are you working with?
We have been working with Anderson University, Southern Wesleyan University, Clemson Extension, USC Upstate Watershed Ecology Center, the City Zoo, Greenville City Zoo, and we also get support from various stormwater managers through municipalities across the region.
That's awesome. All right. So the point of Adopt a Stream is to learn about water quality and help be a citizen scientist monitorer for water quality. So what does a typical Adopt a Stream volunteer do?
Well, first they have to get certified in the program. And that's kind of the core component of the program is that you get trained to collect samples in a specific manner. So a volunteer will go to a workshop. It's a half-day workshop. It's a lot of fun. There's both a classroom component and a in-the-field component where you get in the water, you get wet, you learn how to collect the samples. You have to pass a test. That shouldn't intimidate anyone. We work to make sure everyone passes. But once you're certified, you go out and you sample your specific water body that you're interested in. A lot of people do the creek in their backyard, but there's also school groups and things like that where like the kids are working together on a stream in their region. So you go out and you collect your samples on a monthly basis and you record that data into the online database.
That's cool.
And so when you collect samples, do you have a sample? I mean, Maddie, you can speak to this too. Do you have a sample kit? Or, I mean, you don't just go out and, you know, scoop up a glass in the stream and that's it, right?
No. There's very specific scientific protocols that you have to follow, but they're all very user-friendly and they're geared towards the average person who doesn't have a water background. So you're sampling for pH, dissolved oxygen, temperature, and conductivity. And so we help supply the volunteers with that equipment because it can become quite costly.
Yeah, and there's a few different tests that Erica's speaking kind of the chemical tests where you test the water for what's in the water. And then there is a kind of a physical test where you look at the surrounding area. So you'll look at the stream bank and how much tree cover it has and how much it has eroded, things like that. And then my favorite part, there's a biological component where you get down in the stream and you sample for macroinvertebrates. There's so much life in the water. I like to tell my students, you know, okay, this water, if it has a bunch of bugs in it, you think it means it's clean or dirty. And of course, they all say dirty. And I get to say, no, the more bugs, the better. The more life in your water, the cleaner it is.
Yeah, that is the best. In my opinion, that's the most fun assessment that you do is the macro. A lot of kids love that one when you get in there and you're picking up rocks and looking for bugs.
I'm still afraid to. My goal is to be able to grab the crayfish behind the head. I'm still kind of afraid, but
I'm not up for that.
No, but it was so cool when we did macroinvertebrate testing. I did it for the first time last summer, and we went into the Reedy River at Falls Park, and we did macroinvertebrate testing. And
we washed our hands afterwards, don't worry.
I had no idea what on earth we were going to find, and I was shocked
Did you have good diversity?
We did, and we found crawfish.
Not bad.
Serious?
Not yeah. bad.
Well, that's encouraging.
I was surprised for the reedy how especially many species we had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
also sampled for bacteria, so volunteers learn how to do that analysis as well.
Good. All right. So if I want to get involved, so I go, can I train here in South Carolina right now, or do I have to go down to Georgia?
No, we have been getting numerous people certified to train here in the upstate. I myself am also a certified trainer. We offer trainings on a quarterly basis throughout the region. We hope to have some more set up in early January at Anderson University, but USC Upstate Watershed Ecology Center will also be hosting some trainings in the Spartanburg area in late January, early February. So that was a big push for us to get people trained here in the upstate so people didn't have to drive all the way to Atlanta to get trained.
Great. And age groups, is this appropriate? You know, if I've got kids and I want to take them out to the stream, or what's the ideal age range?
The age range can vary from very small children to elderly, you know, adults. The little kids don't need to get certified. As long as one person in your group is certified, they can bring as many people as they want, as long as they make sure everyone's following the specific protocols. But it's great for kids to get them out there and get them aware of their environments.
I think that's so interesting to get kids involved, especially, you know, from little kids, because they're mm-hmm. they're just not aware. It's a good way to connect them, I think.
Yeah, you just want to make sure they don't get their hands on some of the chemicals in the kids.
don't eat the chemicals. Yeah.
Yeah, you just need to be careful. But yeah, they have a great time and it's a really good learning experience.
Yeah. So what does Adopt-A-Stream do with all the data that's collected?
Well, right now we're entering all the data into the Georgia Adopt-A-Stream website, and you can go on their website. There's an interactive map. You can click on any site in the region and it'll show you all the samples that have been collected for that specific site. So right now, if you go to that website, you'll see a bunch of locations in upstate South Carolina where we've been collecting data. Ultimately, we hope to transfer that over to South Carolina.
Good, good. All right. And then will the Adopt-A-Stream program, so let's say we find an area of high concentration, is somebody able to then come in and fix that high concentration of bacteria or whatever it might be? Will Adopt-A-Stream come in and help mitigate damages, or is this more of a knowledge-based program just for information?
This is more of a knowledge-based, like if you find a problem, you're encouraged to resample, see if you get the same results, and then contact your person in your area. So someone could contact me, the Adopt-A-Stream coordinator, or their local municipality, say there's an issue. We don't encourage people to go to the media right away saying like, oh, we found this problem. We want to verify that it's correct before, getting people alarmed about
it. I want to make sure that it's not a misread of the
sample.
Or the sample was contaminated or something like that. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, or somebody just had their pet right there and, you know, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, you want to make sure it's correct before you go forward.
Cool.
Good. Awesome.
I'm very excited about that. Stay tuned for our next segment, by the way, because we're going to have some other Adopt-A-Stream participants who are teenagers, and they may or may not have found something. So stay tuned. But in the meantime, Erica, can you tell us a little bit? You work at Upstate Forever?
Yes.
So tell us about that.
Upstate Forever is a local conservation organization, and we work to protect and promote sensible growth throughout the upstate region. So we work on a variety of issues. We have a land trust program. We also work for sustainable development. And then I'm in the cleaner and water program. So we do a lot of different advocacy type work trying to promote sensible growth and protect the natural resources in our area.
Oh, good. So aside from Adopt-A-Stream, what are some projects that you're working on right now?
I personally am working on some 319 watershed improvement projects, which you may or may not be aware of.
We may be aware of. Which one are you, what are you working with specifically? We've had Kirsten Robertson on, our district manager, to talk about the Huff Creek 319 program, which is helping people with septic tank issues. So what are you working on with Upstate Forever?
We're working in the Saluda River watershed, doing the same thing with agricultural landowners, promoting better pet waste management, so installing pet waste stations and also helping repair septic systems in 4 sub-basins of the Saluda River.
Great. Question, what do you think, as a landowner, just like a regular person, what's the best thing that I can do to help with the water quality?
I would say don't put a lot of chemicals on your lawn. Don't mow as often as you think you should.
That's good. I've mowed 0 times since moving into my new house, so
congratulations.
On a roll.
Yeah, I think we have a service that comes and mows our lawn because, well, lazy. But they're already, we've stopped them already now for the winter. They stopped in October and they won't come back now until, probably, I don't know, April maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm not a big fan of watering lawns or watering plants because all that is wasted and it actually, you know, can run into your river creek.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's good. I have a policy at my house. Mm-hmm. So at first I was all about getting all these, you know, strange and wonderful plants. But now my policy is, and then we have a sprinkler system.
Right.
And we ran it a couple of times and then we got the water bill. So my current policy at my house is if you plant, do not live on what the earth provides to you in the terms of rainfall. So sorry.
Yeah, that's my motto too.
So, yeah, that's kind of how I operate. It doesn't always work out, but
the only thing I water at my house is my garden is the vegetable garden. So
mm-hmm. I have potted plants. I'll water those. I'll take pity on those because they live inside.
Yeah. But they're kind of limited.
Well, yes. Plus, if you have potted plants, that you know the soil in the pots can't hold water for all that long. So you know you got to take a little pity on them.
Yeah.
True, true. Okay, well, this has been an interview with Erica Hollis from Upstate Forever about the soon new South Carolina Adopt-A-Stream program and Adopt-A-Stream in general. Stay tuned after the break. We've got 2 students who participated in Adopt-A-Stream and found some interesting findings and did something to get them dealt with. You're listening to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. Don't forget, you can check us out online at SaturdaySplash.com.